Hey everyone, welcome to Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran, and of course, I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Mike, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you and everybody out there. And today's going to be a little different for those listening on the recorded show, the audio show, not live, because it's going to be a no-edit show.
Oh, so, all right.
Yeah, the pro team's out for the rest of the year, and... You know what, as much as it's nice to have all the little music things in there, I think I'm going to leave them out this time.
Okay. So it's going to be raw. So yeah. You guys are hearing us as it's being recorded with no editing. So great. But we've got a great lineup for you today. We got some news, got some best practice. We got some stuff going on here at Blueberry. We have a Blueberry Pro tip, and of course a question of the week. But Mike, to get right into it here, Captivate's been acquired by Global, big radio broadcast company in the UK.
Right, and their parent company Dax is really into digital advertising and all that. So, it'll be interesting to see what they do with it.
And then not only that, but Spotify, it's spending more money. They're spending money like a drunk sailor. They've acquired Wooska, another radio semi-podcast platform down in Australia.
Right.
So it looks like the radio people are just now trying to figure out, oh, maybe we need to have some podcast stuff. So it's kind of obvious here where the acquisitions are headed.
Right, Wooska is unique in that it has technology where it can take radio shows and sort of, I use big air quotes, AI, to break it into, consumable podcasts and whatnot. And it's a neat technology, I guess, and that's what I think Spotify was going for there.
Well, the question really is, if it's doing it automatically, how good really is it? And, I just think that, repurposing radio is kind of difficult unless you're being very selective. There's a lot of stuff in radio that doesn't make a lot of sense in podcasting, but some of it does, maybe interviews and that type of stuff.
Yeah. If it's done right, it's pretty cool. One of the local FM stations here, their morning zoo show, they do a podcast that comes out like in the afternoon after the show. And it's, just selected pieces of, what they did between the songs and whatever. And, it's, like a half an hour kind of overview of what the morning show was in case you missed something. And it's
right.
And it's kind of a cool show.
Well, so we'll see how they make out with those acquisitions. And again, congrats to the Captivate team for their successful, acquisition.
Yes.
Brian Williams, former NBC MSNBC anchor, now has a podcast. We interrupt this broadcast. Well, which is kind of interesting. It made it to number one on Apple Podcasts, but okay.
Yeah. Well, he quit, he's retired or quit or whatever from NBC after 30 something years, and he wanted to do something. And this show is, talking about historical events and, how they were covered and, by the news and whatnot. So it's not, anything current. It's not current events, and he's not getting all political or anything.
Right.
It's just
right.
It's a history thing, and I listened to one episode of it. It's kind of cool.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a 12-episode series. I don't know if it'll be a continuing thing.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see what they do. 10% Happier starting its own podcast studio. What do you know about that?
Yeah, 10% Happier is, is kind of an app that helps you relax and all that stuff, and they've decided to get into podcasting, so they're starting their own podcast studio. I don't know if it's a physical thing or if they're just, they're doing like a network.
Right.
Is what it sounds like. And they've got a couple of shows already. One called Child Proof, which was one of their first shows. And they've got a few more coming up here pretty soon, it looks like.
All right. Spotify has also added a star rating, so you can ask your listeners that listen to your show on Spotify to give you a star rating. I'm assuming a 1 to a 5.
Yep. And you have to have listened to it. So it's better than like Apple, which you can go in and rate anything.
Yeah.
You know, with Spotify, you can go in there and rate it, but you have to have listened to it. So
do I hit start, stop, and then can I rate it?
Or? I don't know. I have to try that.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's ways to game it, or somebody will figure out how to game it.
But, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the first time they've had any sort of ratings on Spotify.
All right. Next thing up is our best practice, 3 steps to double check your episode after you publish. So these are pretty basic. Why don't you walk us through some of these?
Well, you know, it's come up lately, you know, where someone says, well, I publish an episode and it isn't showing up anywhere. And 9 times out of 10, I go there and, you know, either they didn't make the post live or, you know, or they got the URL to the MP3 file wrong somehow. And, you know, it didn't work. So, you know, especially for PowerPress users, but pretty much anybody, if you, first thing you got to do is when you publish, hit play, make sure it plays. I mean, basic stuff, but you know, make sure it's playing because, if it's not playing there, it's not going anywhere. And 2, check your RSS feed. So go to castfeedvalidator.com. No plug there. And run a validation. And, you know, you should do that, if not every time, you know, every so often. You know, I do it every time. When I publish an episode, I hit play, make sure it plays. Then I go to cast feed and I make sure nothing crazy is happening with the RSS feed. Because, you know, you put the wrong character in your show notes and sometimes that'll screw up a feed. And the third step is just relax in the knowledge that your show will go out as normal.
You know, I've had a few times where, matter of fact, I was running some experimental stuff for Blueberry. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, I still am on one of my other shows. And I have to be real careful because that URL that I have to provide the system is kind of complicated. And again, it's experimental. I'm a geeky. I can do it. So I have to watch that too, real careful right now, because I could really easy screw up my whole feed because it basically is a URL about that long for the median. And I'm holding up my hand here with about 12 inches between it. But check your feed. And if you're not doing anything crazy, it's okay not to have to do it every time, but just to get reassurance.
Yeah, you know, it's a good habit to get in. It takes 3 minutes tops, you know, and if you're going to do podcasting.
But you got to make sure that your cache is cleared, too. So some hosts don't clear their cache for a little while.
Yeah, so you got to make slow things down, too.
Yeah, so you could check your feed and it'd be your old, you know, because the feed is still caching. So, yeah, if you have a cache for your feed or for your site, make sure you clear the cache. But anyway, castfeedvalidator.com. So I've got a little Blueberry news here. The team, of course, is going to be out on the 24th, which is tomorrow, and December 31st, which is a week from tomorrow. And we're actually only here today. It's technically a half day.
Yeah,
but
as soon as I get this published, I'm out of here.
So I got a little late start this morning, so I probably won't finish till about 1. But the team will be out for the next 2 days. You know, if something is burning down, we'll see what we can do. But hopefully, nothing. You get your predictions in. We're doing something interesting this year. If you have a prediction on what is going to happen in podcasting next year, you can get our New Year's Eve show. You can email, we're going to put it in the New Year's Eve show.
Yes, next week.
Yep, and you can email Mike at blueberry.com, blueberry without the E's, because we couldn't afford the E's. Audio would be great, but text is okay as well. So again, get your predictions in for our New Year's Eve show. And we'll play him here on the podcast next week. Finally up, blog post this week is the value of spending marketing on your show. So a good post about marketing your podcast.
Yep, and that's by David Day, one of our writers at Podcast Insider.
So did we have an actual Blueberry Pro tip today?
We did not.
They're out.
They decided to take off for the rest of the year, so that's good. Good. They need a break.
This is going to make this show like short, Mike. We're going to be
quick and dirty.
Yeah, fast and in and out. Well, we've got a question of the week. Comes up. It says, I have a really long interview that I recorded. It's over 2 hours. Should I break it up into two episodes or should I just put it out full length? Oh, yeah. Well.
And I figure we'll answer it live there. I didn't put anything in the notes.
I know what my answer is. Why don't you give your answer?
My answer is, no, just run it. Nothing more annoying to listeners, in my opinion, is getting half of the information and then having to wait a week or whatever for the other half. That's my opinion. You can do it anyway. There's no rules. And, you know, some of the, you know, if you're on a strict time format, I don't know why you would be in podcasting, but then, yeah, you could break it up. But, you know, I don't see the value in that. I think just running it full length because there's no rules in podcasting, and that's one of the great things about podcasting.
Well, I think, too, is that if you have a compelling 2-hour podcast, then I think you're fine. I think the key is it's got to be compelling. It has to be something that you, you know, if it's just talk, I think you got to be careful. A two-hour interview is good as long as it continues to be compelling and you're not wasting listeners' time. I think that's the main thing. Yeah,
sure. You know, and the other thing is do you need all 2 hours of the interview? Should you do some heavier editing on it and cut that down to a smaller amount of time? Which, you know, if you want to spend that time editing, that might be a good idea as well.
Right.
Because, I know, if Todd and I sat here for 2 hours and talked back and forth, it would probably become boring after a while.
Yep, I think so, too.
You know.
So anyway, yep, run it. Just go ahead and run the full 2-hour interview. Don't break it up. Okay, so if you got a question you'd like us to answer in the show, drop an email to mike@blueberry.com, audio, text, or video, and we may use it. And, of course, the best place for support with any Blueberry podcast service is our ticket system at blueberry.com/support. Tickets give the whole team access rather than direct emails or calls. Many of you are listening and actually starting to schedule stuff with us.
Yes.
You can schedule one-on-one with me for hosting customers only. Email todd@blueberry.com. Of course, you get a tech checkup with Mike. Hosting customers only. Email mike@blueberry.com. And, of course, we've been coming to you this week from the new media studio in Southern Michigan and Mike Dell's World Studio in Northern Michigan. And tonight, not produced by the Blueberry Pro team. Yeah. So you guys
don't blame them.
So you guys will get a little bit of a feel for a produced and non-produced show that we're going to do today. But if you want some swag, you send us a podcast. You can send us your podcast sticker or an empty self-addressed stamped envelope, and we'll send you a Blueberry care package back as well on the mailing list. And the mailing address is in the show notes on the blog post at podcastinsider.com. Mike, anything for us?
No, just everybody be safe if you're traveling and all that good stuff for the holidays. And we'll catch you next week.
Yep. I hope for those of you that are, how should I say it, waiting for Santa Claus to deliver stuff, I hope your stocking is full. And have a good time with family and friends. But we'll be back with you next week with our New Year's predictions on New Year's Eve. So everyone, take care. We'll see you next time here on the Podcast Insider.